Daniel Radcliffe. Now, him and David Tennant were the first two I thought of. So if that doesn't tell you about my taste in men, I'm not sure what will. After reaching massive fame and wealth in the Harry Potter franchise, I doubt there's a single person on Earth who enjoys geek culture at all who doesn't know his name. Daniel Radcliffe didn't disappear from the public eye, but he did retreat from it. Nowadays, instead of doing things to make money, or what you might call selling out, Daniel just sort of does his own thing. He does indie films and fun projects, and occasionally makes appearances. And I really admire that about him, because it seems like he's really gotten his shit together and knows what he wants out of life, which is rare for a child star. So, or maybe it isn't, and we just hear about the ones that go bad. My phone is ringing. Damn it. I'm sure it can wait. Now, Daniel Radcliffe has very piercing blue eyes. They're very prominent. They're a significant part of his look. And I remember that they invoked the ire of hardcore Harry Potter fans, because one prominent feature in that franchise is that Harry has his mother's eyes, and his eyes are green. And it's mentioned many times. But I personally don't care, because I think they look beautiful. And they fit in his face rather nicely. Much like David Tennant, his hair is naturally mussed or messy. And again, it's very dark hair. Comes a bit more forward than David's does. He has a small mouth, it seems, in a lot of pictures, but that may be just his mustache, which is very full and very straight, very rectangular, coming up, covering it up. I'm a bit envious of his mustache, truth be told. He looks good in a slight beard. It's very, this one I'm looking at, his facial hair is very well kempt and very flat, and yet very, very thick. It almost looks like he's wearing charcoal on his face in some places, but it accentuates his jawline beautifully, which is interesting because he has a beautiful, beautiful face shape, or at least I think so. It's the kind I would like to have. It's very flat on both sides of his head and angled, tapers a bit as it comes down toward his jaw. Then it's concave on both sides, going from the jawbone into the chin. So he has a very strong jaw and a very strong chin. And I like that. I think if you were going to have sex with Daniel Radcliffe, he would be, he'd be all about the fun. That's what it seems to be his biggest priority is, that everyone enjoys themselves and it has a good time. He is, I would imagine, he would want his partner to be on top quite a bit, if for no other reason than he could watch them and laugh with them and smile with them and pull them down for their kiss occasionally, and then roll over on top of them, maybe tickle them a little bit before carrying on. That seems like something he would do. Now, we are lucky in that Daniel, when he was younger, but shortly after leaving Harry Potter's the franchise behind, did a what we would call a full frontal nudity scene for a play called Ecus, which is Latin. And assuming this picture isn't photoshopped, I'm going to find a different one. His head is clearly too large for his body in that image. In any case, I'll look at what I've got. Daniel Radcliffe is a very slim man. He's got the skinny guy six-pack in this picture. You can see his ribs. He has a small downward triangular patch of chest hair. It's very thin. That points toward a much thicker one on his belly and crotch. His collarbones are very, very pronounced. Didn't mind giving those a nipple. And he has the belt of Adonis, you know, that V of the hips that ladies and gentlemen like so much, that is accentuated obscenely. It's incredible. His chest and stomach don't have a lot of muscle, but it's very clear that he's been taking care of himself. He has that bodybuilder's high angled shoulder that makes it look like he has an absurdly long neck. And his arms are quite strong. His forearms in this another picture I found are beautifully veiny. And he's staring off the camera quite intensely. He actually has the same proportions in that picture as he did in the other one, so I'm going to go back then so we can talk about the really fun part. Oh no, that's definitely photoshopped. It's a black and white picture of the same thing I was just talking about, but with different legs. That's very clearly not him. Shame! Because I would have talked about his dick for a good bit. But I didn't. So. Oh, here we go. He has very thick, strong-looking thighs, which contrast quite nicely against his frame. He's obviously flaccid. Being on stage in front of that many people will do that to you. But it already goes about a quarter of the way down his thigh. And looks maybe about inch and a half diameter. So I would imagine he's a grower. Nothing wrong with that. I stand by what he said. Him and Bed would all be all about having fun.